Today, expect more support for first home buyers. Bingo! Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, I suppose covering finance and property news. Well, in my live show with Chris Bates yesterday, we dived into the impact of the budget changes and suggested that with the removal of significant numbers of investors from the playing field, governments will need to do more to entice, nay bribe, first-time buyers into the market to stop prices falling too far. And right on cue, under the changes included in Wednesday's budget, the ACT has become the first Australian jurisdiction to abolish stamp duty for first home buyers, and stamp duty will also be removed from anyone buying a new unit titled property as of July the 1st, 2026. The release said this reform removes one of the biggest upfront barriers to home ownership and opens the door for more Canberrans to get into the housing market sooner. Treasurer and Minister of Planning and Sustainable Development, Chris Steele, said the elimination of stamp duty of first home buyers complements the federal government's tax reforms by supporting younger generations of Canberrans to own their own home. Chief Minister Andrew Barr said this budget marks a major milestone in our long-term tax reform program, delivering a fairer system and improving housing affordability for Canberrans. At its core, there has been a sustained focus on removing barriers to home ownership, and today we announce the completion of a key element of this reform by abolishing stamp duty for all first home buyers. The reform of stamp duty is particularly well aligned with reforms at the national level, ensuring that first home buyers get a fair go. We think this set of housing policies, the tax changes and the supply increases combined with the federal initiatives will make a real difference for young people in Canberra. Estimates are that first time buyers will pay around $10,000 less for a property worth $850,000 and nearly $40,000 less for a home worth $1 million. That's compared to first time buyers in New South Wales. Exemptions will also be expanded for pensioners, eligible national disability insurance scheme participants, and any prospective home buyers who have not owned property in the last 5 years. And the ACT is also going to introduce a 50% reduction in the lease variation charge as well, or the cost of amending plans for townhouses, terrace homes, and low-rise apartment buildings, otherwise known as the missing middle housing. The ACT's Barr said a major barrier to state and territory governments removing stamp duty was that they didn't have an existing tax line where they could substitute the lost revenue. Because of their constitutional arrangements, their municipal rates are collected by local government entities rather than by the state government. So that appears to have been a major barrier, he said. But of course, this approach of moving to broad-based land taxes has been recommended by, I think, every commission reported to the Australian tax system in my lifetime. Last year, Reserve Bank of Australia Governor Michelle Bullock criticised stamp duty for impeding retirees downsizing and Australians' ability to move for work, suggesting it was a barrier to dynamism in the economy. And AMP Chief Economist Shane Oliver said it was a good time for state and territory governments to begin phasing out stamp duty in favour of a tax that was less distortionary to economic activity. There has been extraordinary windfalls in terms of revenue over the past few decades on the back of the property boom, but that now may be starting to look to slow down, he said. We've moved into an environment, it seems, of higher mortgage rates. The tax changes the federal government put through will also act as a dampening force on investment demand in the property market. The general political situation is moving in favour of lower levels of immigration, so it would make sense for states to consider making that move now. This is, they say, the latest step in its two-decade-long plan to abolish the impost on all property transactions. The ACT has actually progressively increased municipal rates above the wage price index for each year, with the gap difference funding the tax reform, and they've been able to cut stamp duty across 14 consecutive budgets. While revenue from stamp duty on property and insurance actually declined from 26% of the ACT's own source revenue in the 2012-13 financial year to 11% in 24-25, surging house prices resulted in bracket creep and, guess what, higher taxation for property owners. Government revenue from rates on home owners and land tax on investors rocketed by 123% to $1.04 billion in the decade to 2024-25, and stamp duty revenue rose 31% to $321 million, despite the plan to phase it out. South Australia removed stamp duty for first home buyers who bought or built new homes as of 2024. And in May, Western Australia announced it was abolishing stamp duty for first home buyers on homes valued up to $600,000, raising the threshold from $500,000. And in Victoria, first home buyers don't pay stamp duty for homes valued under $600,000 and at a reduced value for properties priced between $600,001 and $750,000. And there are also a number of concessions, including for those buying off-the-plan apartments, units and townhouses, in an initiative extended until April 2027 that was announced in the state budget earlier in the year. And back in 2022, the New South Wales government, who was then led by Premier Dominic Perrottet, offered first home buyers the option of paying annual land tax or stamp duty when they purchased a property valued at up to $1.5 million. That initiative, though, was later abolished by the MIMS government, which replaced it with an exemption for first-time buyers purchasing homes valued up to $800,000. So, in an attempt to stop home prices sliding, something which for many Australians is unthinkable, I expect to see even more money being redirected to support first-time buyers as the markets become more and more manipulated. I've said it before, I think state and federal government should get out of the way. But the ugly truth below the surface is that as property sales transactions are set to fall further and home prices possibly ease, stamp duty takes, which the states rely on to fund their budgets, are diminishing. So I can expect that we're going to see more announcements about rebalancing away from stamp duty to other revenue-raising measures. The ACT has an easy path as they can lift rates across the territory, whereas in most states, rates are set by local authorities, not the state-level government. These changes incoming will, of course, be dressed up as helping first-time buyers, but really it is a convenient excuse to rebalance revenue raising, mirroring recent budget changes at the federal level. Frankly, we deserve better. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultant standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.